This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado lawmakers have unveiled three bills in response to the mass shooting in Boulder. CPR's Bentha Berkland reports.
One measure would expand the list of convictions that make people ineligible to buy a gun for 5 years. Convictions for things like child abuse, domestic violence, or sexual assault. Democratic Representative Judy Immobile represents the district in Boulder where the shooting occurred and is a main sponsor.
We have put together a package of bills that are absolutely going to save lives. And we've done that in a really thoughtful way, in a very targeted way.
Another measure would allow communities to pass stricter gun laws than the state, and there's a proposal to create an office to track data. Immobile had hoped to pass a statewide ban on assault-style weapons, but there wasn't enough support at the legislature. I'm Bentha Berkland, CPR News.
About 30 military police officers with the Colorado Army National Guard are returning from the Middle East. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
The 220th Military Police Company will be the guests of honor at a welcome home ceremony Sunday at the Denver Armory. The soldiers have been supporting U.S. ground troops in the Middle East. In 2003 and 2008, they were deployed on combat missions, and in 2014, soldiers from the 220th spent a year at Guantanamo Bay. They've also helped with stateside disaster relief, including during Hurricane Katrina and a number of fires and floods in Colorado. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, President Biden used last night's address to highlight the pandemic's impact on working mothers. More women than men have had to leave jobs and care for children 24/7 as schools and daycares closed. Some Colorado moms are doing their best to look after their families without being able to make a living.
My family's the poster child of what happens when you have a kid who has mental health issues and everything falls apart.
CPR's Natalia Navarro's story is coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Denver, Colorado Springs, Pueblo, tonight, mostly clear, lows 40 to 45. Grand Junction, mostly clear, lows around 50. And Vail will be mostly clear, looking at lows around 35 degrees for the Central Mountains. This is CPR News.